Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Really?
In the kitchen.
Where she should be.
Why?
Hey, darling.
There's a special place in hell for people like you.
You know, she's supervising Sean waxing the floor.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag cancel Sean.
Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home on the free.
Little big houses for you and me.
There's an old joke of, you know why there's a clock on the stove? Oh God!
Amber just looked at me, boy. I just.
Hey, turn around. I want to see that face.
It was an evolution of faces.
It was.
I think Taylor Swift should redo this song.
That'd be interesting.
Flip it. I know, right?
That'd be really interesting.
I watched her documentary on Netflix.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Weekly Dose podcast. Oh, boy. In the room today, we do got a full house once again. Steve Silva. Amber Ashby Carey.
Taylor Swift.
Producer Zach.
What it do?
And, of course, we got intern Christopher.
Howdy-ho there.
Manning the phones there. I'm your host, Sean Roberts. Together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. I'm going to reach you live from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning. And good morning, Delmarva Radio.
That's right, Delmarva Radio. It's a pleasant day out there, sort of a warm sweater day in the 60s.
Oh.
And, sunny, nice day.
What's a sweater?
62% humidity or something like that.
What's a sweater? I don't know this. Sweater weather.
It's cloth that is
okay.
Thicker than normal.
Well, hi, guys. Taylor Swift, for those of you who recently followed us, that's my buzzword for the day, is Taylor Swift.
What the hell are you saying?
I don't know. For those of you who recently followed us, thank you for joining our family. We are so glad you listened to the show. And we're going to have, are we at the phones up today? Are we working on that?
Yes, we do have the 323 number going.
323-963-8523. Also, on Facebook, get us. We have some fun stuff. Interact with us today. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I just have Taylor on the brain. I fell asleep watching her documentary.
Yeah, I know what you mean. She's really excited. I love when she plays guitar. Her legs come out of her from her skirt and everything else. That looks really cool. You know, when she walks up and down, I kind of look up her skirt and like,
I miss my calling as an auctioneer.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I got 85, 75, 85, 95, 95. Okay, 95, 105, 105, 110, 115, 15, 115, sir.
So,
all right.
For the girl down the hall.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? We got a busy show for you guys today. Hopefully it'll be a fun show. We got a very unusual restaurant in Austin, Texas has some signs out. We're going to read those to you. We got a letter for to Disney cast members recently. We got a mix between Eddie Van Halen and Michael Jackson we want to play for you guys. It's also National Pasta Day, and Rhett Skelton has his own ideas of what the perfect marriage should be. And, of course, if you guys want to get your answers questioned by the crystal ball today, you can do it in various ways. You can call in at our phone number, which, again, is 323-963-8523. Or you can do it via Twitter, or you can also do it via Facebook page. Our intern, Christopher, put a post out there on Facebook. Just put your question in that same post, and we will read them and find out what the crystal ball has to say.
I love the crystal ball.
I think that's supposed to be have your questions answered.
Answered.
Yes.
That's that Willy Wonka thing. Strike that. Reverse it.
There you go.
All right. Now, don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Oh, yes. And not only can you download blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to trip over everything today with this coffee. Woo!
Yeah, that's the last time you get coffee before a show.
This donut shop coffee, that it's like extra, extra, extra.
Dude, that's like worse than me having a full throttle.
I know, right?
Yeah. Full throttle just gets me up. You're like...
This is why I don't do cocaine. Can you imagine that?
Cocaine puts me to sleep.
Oh, gosh. So not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe. Oh, my gosh, they're going to... play catch there with the food.
what are you eating? A bagel?
He's going to toss you a bite of bagel right in your mouth.
I know.
With bacon and cheese.
Oh, it's so
yeah,
good.
Baby. Uh-huh.
Anyways, free. Subscribe to the show through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. You guys, just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, rate and review the show.
Absolutely, guys.
Talk to us, people.
Yes.
Yeah, very, very important. Of course, today's theme was Little Pink Houses by the great John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp, J.C. Mellencamp, however you want to call him. He's an awesome musician.
Oh, he's great.
Absolutely. Love the guy. And don't forget, anytime that we play our music on the air here, you can get it one place only, and that's the best place to go, which is Amazon.
Woo!
That's right. All you want to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner just like that. Zach's doing it right now.
Wow, look at that.
And go to John Cougar Mellencamp and buy his music from there.
Or Taylor Swift's.
Oh, well, okay.
Exactly.
All right. I like her legs, so okay.
Oh,
they're chicken legs, but they're attractive, though.
Stop it.
They're attractive chicken legs.
No body shaming, no body shaming.
I'm not body shaming. I mean, it's like me. I'm in shape, but the shape I've chosen is a pear. So, you know, hey. I'm not body shaming anybody. I'm just saying legs look like chicken
her
legs.
Her new album's fantastic, though.
I haven't heard it. Is it really good?
I had a grow on me. I listened to it a couple times, like,
okay, had a grow on you. That's like, that's like saying.
But I don't like the slower Americana style. I think you would really like it.
Okay.
It got this whole Joni Mitchell's, you know, she's a great songwriter. Taylor writes everything.
Yeah, she actually is definitely respect her.
She produces everything. So I didn't, I learned some cool things in the docu last night.
Cool. Cool.
Anyways.
Speaking of docus, real quick, I want to say a quick thank you to our friend, Christian James Hand.
Oh, yes.
For coming on last week.
Oh, that was so cool.
And talking about Eddie Van Halen and everything. And, Christian just, I think, put a microscope on certain things with Eddie, which is exactly what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know, overall, to dive in a little bit deeper. It is still affecting us a great deal, his loss. I mean, it is so huge. I've been constantly seeing a number of different guitarists and musicians and friends of mine still post and paying tributes to him and everything and so forth. So, thank you, Christian, so much for that, buddy. I really, really appreciate it. And congratulations again to him on signing with John Mayer's management.
That's huge.
I'm so proud of him. So proud. And to have him have that, I guess, production company or management company help him promote his cause, which is like, this music really matters.
Absolutely.
You know, and it really, really does. And how it's put together and everything. Mm-hmm. So you're going to say something?
It was just about Eddie. During the week, I watched different things he did, listening to stuff he did, and I watched the scene from Two and a Half Men where
he did
in the studio singing, and Charlie has to go to the bathroom because he hasn't pooped in 5 days, and suddenly now it's time, and there's someone in the bathroom, and out walks Eddie Van Halen, and he does a little guitar riff, and big smile. That's what I remembered the most, is he walked away with this big smile on his face. Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be missed, though. Overall.
I watched this past Saturday's SNL episode, and they had Jack White was the music performer, and he screams on the guitar.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He should have been on that list maybe like in the top 30. Yeah. But he did it. Oh, come on. Yeah. He did a nice little, he paid a little homage to
Eddie
on it. Yeah, it was
I saw it. Yeah. I saw it. It was really good.
It was
really good. My buddy, Andy Timmons from Danger Danger, and he also... is the music director for Olivia Newton-John.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He did a tribute, a quick tribute to Eddie on his Facebook page and everything.
Cool.
So, I mean, they're still pouring in. I mean, they really are, which is really good. And I'm glad for that, too. And speaking of that note real quick, as many of you know, we were friends also with the great Trini Lopez, who also passed away about a month and a half ago, almost 2 months ago now, I guess. And a little bit of news for you there. My buddy Joe Chavera, who co-wrote all the recent stuff with Trini and everything. Mm-hmm. He was the last songwriter to work with Trini, the only songwriter really to work with Trini. He just had his album come out right now on Spotify.
Oh, wow.
So if you check it out, Joe Chavera, check it out. He's got some really good stuff on there that I like. There's some tracks on there that I thought were really, really good. And he's also trying to get a documentary done about Trini. There's a couple guys that are approaching him. And one is kind of doing Trini's overall life and ending with him and Joe. Another one is just going to focus on on Joe and Trini and the songs that they wrote together. So very exciting.
That's
for,
awesome.
For Joe. Yeah, I talked to him the other day, and he's such a character. I love it. Our friendship is really growing because of it, too.
Aww.
So, which is really nice. And, we talk to each other every week, once a week or every week and a half we talk. And he goes, hey, Sean, what do you think of this, man? And I'll tell my advice. Yeah. He goes, oh, dude, that's good. I got to write that down. So, very happy for him. So check him out, Joe Chavera on Spotify. Great, great, great album there. So, let's catch up with each other, guys.
Sorry.
But let's catch up with each other.
Is that a cue for something?
Amber, you're not singing. Well, I would like to start off.
All right.
With Zach.
Got again?
Because I want to hear him about going up into Buddy Holly special because he's got more balls than me.
I do. Well, I wouldn't openly admit that.
Well, I would because, see, musicians and, Cessnas don't go together very well.
No.
So I went up with Jeff Baugh, KFI in the Sky, on Tuesday morning. Here I go, getting ready to take off. And it was actually really smooth. I wasn't freaking out or anything because it just goes by so quick on these single-engine jets. Yeah. Are they called jets? No, it was planes.
It was a prop. Propeller.
It was a
propeller.
Propeller.
Propeller. It was a prop.
Propeller.
Oh, good Lord.
Prop planes.
That old propeller.
Glad I'm taking off.
Jets. It was one little spinny thing in the front,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. A jet has actual jets.
Jets.
Need to get Sean a hat with one on it.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
That'd be cute.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. But no, it was a lot of fun. Flew over LA County mostly, obviously.
Yeah.
And there was a building fire, so we got to circle around that for a while. And he's teaching me how to use Twitter, fire department, LA fire department, and gives you all the information on what's going on, so you know kind of ahead of time. As far as I know, I think he's grooming me to kind of do his gig, maybe like a fill-in person or whatever, and just eventually wedge my way in, which I was saying this morning, I literally went from the front door to the balcony somehow.
Woo!
Yeah!
With a cocktail in your hand.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm here! And they let me in. So I didn't get to do it yesterday because the weather on the ground was really bad, meaning the clouds were really low and it was very difficult for them to see, in order to land, I guess. So I didn't get to do it yesterday, but starting next week, we're going to have a more reclusive, what's the word? Why am I thinking of reclusive?
Exclusive?
Exclusive?
Exclusive would be, I think, would be the word.
Inclusive?
Something with an R. Anyway, something
reclusive.
With an R kind of schedule.
rotating
ridiculous like this conversation.
Redundant.
They have a more permanent scale, but scale what? See, this is what happens when I start talking first.
Catch off guard, huh?
It happens when you talk last too.
Yeah, apparently. So right now I'm being worked on for that. See, this is like Amber with the Taylor Swift thing.
You need some of my coffee. Taylor Swift.
I almost did take on that one.
Anyways, God, I went to broadcasting school for this. That's it. That's really what it's come down to. I'm still learning how to do the program stuff, which we haven't really done a whole lot of. As I've said before, this job really is being taught for the first time through computers and not on hands with hands-on experience. So I'm getting a little hands-on experience.
That's good, though, brother. Yeah. Well, again, we're just very, very proud of you, though, and excited. And like I said, dude, you got more balls than I do.
There's my balls on the plane.
But that's not how your plane sounds.
You know what's funny?
I'm flying by them closer than you are.
I find the small planes are a little nerve-wracking.
No, they are also because it's small.
I prefer to be in a helicopter. I feel a little bit safer in a helicopter for some reason, which I know it's not.
That's weird.
Safer.
I've never been in either one, but I would agree with you, Amber, that I would definitely want to be in a helicopter first.
It's much louder.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I do have flight time in a Cessna.
Oh.
Thank you, Steve.
I have 20 minutes. My old roommate was a pilot, and another pilot friend of his and that guy's father. And him and me went to Catalina, and he put me in the right seat in front. And when we got to Catalina, went around to the back side of it, flying around, and he goes, "Okay, grab the wheel." And I'm like,
"What?
Okay." And he goes, and he took his hand, like, "It's yours." I'm like, "All right." I did it. It was so much fun.
Steve.
Oh, God, yeah.
God, is there anything this man hasn't
loved
done?
I loved it. It was cool.
We can't talk about it on the air, but yes.
Oh, boy.
Wait, those are the things he has done.
Yes,
never mind.
That's true.
Flying is a hoot. It really is a hoot.
It's a thrill.
Everybody know who flies, who's a pilot and stuff, just they love the hell out of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So. The kid that was the pilot, he looked like he was maybe in his early 20s, really young looking. So,
So Jeff wasn't flying.
Jeff wasn't flying. No, the way it works is he sits in the back seat and he has like a little handheld remote that's plugged into obviously the helicopter, and that goes from the studio to the helicopter. And there's three buttons, one that do a two-way to air traffic control, one's to listen to the studio, and the other one is to talk two-way.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty simple when you look at a picture of it. I'll show you later. But there's an etiquette to it. And he gets really, when he starts doing the traffic, he really gets animated. He moves his arms around and kind of flares out a little bit. He gets really, really into it.
That's funny.
So I'm going I could do this.
You could.
I could flap my arms.
You can flap your arms around.
Yeah.
Up in the air anyway, why not?
Ca-ca! Ca-ca!
Over here is the freeway, and over here is this. No.
really,
a burning building.
What's really cool is that starting next week, I'm going to have to...
Sorry.
They can't stop and land the plane anymore, so they're going to leave it running, and I have to run in and pretty much hop in through the door to get in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to... I'm like, God, you know, I should have, a military backpack and put, boots on and camouflage and...
Some glasses.
Yeah. Like I said, I want my own little Mission Impossible thing to happen.
We all had to do that.
Amber, how was your week?
I can't remember.
What were you, Steve?
I'm just running on... This is like what? The puppy is now 6 weeks old and the kids started school... That week we got, right after we got the puppy, I feel like I'm just running constantly on 3 to 4 hours of sleep, and I nap and I'm like, it's constant. And so with the kids and the puppy and the work and the, I'm just like, what?
And the what? I'm sorry, what was that last part?
The work.
And the?
Work.
Yeah, but you're going to say something else and you stopped yourself. The what?
I wasn't, as I said,
oh, I thought
work.
You were going to say something else. Oh, okay.
No.
And you're working two jobs, you said.
I got a second one. I think I'm gonna pause a little bit on the. It's not solid. I won't talk about that in detail. But yes, I have another one. I just landed too. So, It's all my remote admin, personal assisting stuff. So,
oh cool.
I'm just tired, guys. I'm just forever.
Now
I'm zombie.
Now I don't know. I want to bring it up. If you say we won't discuss
that's
it,
fine.
We won't discuss. But I heard a certain word
you
downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
That you said, oh, I have
all the stuff.
Puppy, the kids, the work, and the...
Oh, you heard me say the...
Girlfriend.
The G
yes,
word.
Yes, I did say that word.
Should we talk about that?
Well, or? I can say that Cornelia is one who said that, so...
Oh!
And what did she
say? She's listening. She said girlfriends.
Now, was it really my girlfriend, or was it girlfriend?
God, he had the finger pointing, and he—you just all you needed to do, Steve, was the snap. You know,
it still looked white to me, though.
I will say, I think like Cornelia's listening right now, but I think that
Hi, Cornelia.
She had this funny.
That's McGarry.
Yeah.
What she now does because of me?
Yes, she does. Everyone does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so. She had this funny thing. She's going to kill me for saying this, but something funny happened at work. So she's working from home and I work from home too, mostly remotely too. But we were working on, I was at her house and we were hanging out on, what day was it?
Wednesday.
That was in the evening, but Thursday day, okay. I was over there hanging out and we were both working and we're sitting at her table and she didn't know that she was in a big meeting. She was in a big Zoom meeting.
Oh, no.
And we're sitting across the table, and I'm, like, looking at my computer and just working. And she said something really cute to me, and she forgot she didn't have her fucking thing muted.
Oh, no.
She's probably dying right now, too. But she's so quiet, and she's so, like, collected and calm, little European lady, and then she just lost her. She was jumping up. She's
freaking out.
She turned, like... beet red. Redder
than
your shirt.
Well, you know, I gotta say, out of the girls that you've introduced me to,
No.
I do like Cornelia the best. I'm not just saying that because she's listening. I do like her because, I mean, we got to spend some, Steve and I, and you.
We really
got to spend some good quality time.
Oh, yeah, I love her. I think she's great.
Oh, yeah, she's fantastic.
We had some serious talks, everything.
We had some very intense talks. Yeah.
And just her approach on different things. I loved her demeanor.
Oh, yeah. She's incredibly intelligent, yeah.
You know, and everything. And so I didn't think it was the girlfriend was going to happen this quick.
Well, I mean, come on. It's been, we're still kind of, it's still like dating girl. But it's just okay.
It's
still, yeah.
I like her, though.
Yeah. Yes.
I really
she's
do.
She's messaging right now, freaking out right now. She's like, no!
Okay, Chad, I got a story for her that'll make it better. In Maryland,
okay. Yes.
The Maryland school board was having a Zoom meeting, and all of a sudden, for about a minute or so, they heard sexual moaning in the background of somebody's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And they're all like, could someone turn down their volume? And then and so they finally ended the meeting because somebody was in the background going, oh.
Was it parents? Oh, like, what? Parent, student, teacher?
No, it was a board meeting. It was a board meeting.
Okay, yeah. So it was adults. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was
the
adults.
School board. All the adults. People, all the important people on the school board.
And they're just like, you know, this meeting sucks. Let's just do
somebody.
It.
Somebody.
Oh, boy. I hate that one. I hate
so
that
one. At least it wasn't that, Cornelia.
I hate that little sound. I want to just delete it when you guys aren't looking.
There's four more.
Well, she says she wow. she does. She's like, damn it, I'm sweating again.
We love you, Cornelia.
Yes,
absolutely.
We have to get her on the show.
Yeah, she's welcome anytime.
Come in.
She is welcome anytime.
Bum chicka wow wow.
Oh dear, here we go.
Exactly.
What about Zach? We should embarrass Zach now too.
No, that's I'm good.
Oh wait, that's right, because he had a date Thursday, wasn't it, or Wednesday night?
He's had several.
He spent the night somewhere.
Look at him.
Oh come on, are you kidding? No, don't. No, no. I don't want to go any further.
Okay, fine. Okay, we'll leave him alone.
I guess
he has the angry face. We're gonna leave
him alone. Are we like under the sweater, over the bra?
Oh boy!
Under the sweater.
Ooh.
No bra.
No.
No underwear. No t-shirts.
We're at nipple ring.
Oh!
Totally just kidding. There's no nipple ring.
Intern Christopher, cover your ears.
Yeah, let's turn his mic on.
Earmuffs.
Oh my gosh.
Well, good, brother. I'm glad to hear that, though.
Thank you.
You have a picture of her?
Later.
Later. Okay. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right. Wow. I'm excited for both of you.
I guess I kind of earned this.
All right. We bring it to ourselves.
Does she listen
to
the show, too?
My face hurts right now.
Probably.
Not now.
No, here, let me check my phone. Oh, no, I'm fine. Good. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, now, real quick, how'd you guys meet?
He's got the back scratcher while he's doing this. He's so nonchalant right now.
I know. I don't give a damn. It was like Facebook dating or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's actually really good for that kind of stuff. Like, screw the Tinders and the OkCupids.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you got face, just go to Facebook dating. And for some reason, it's just works out a lot better. Yeah.
Oh, so Steve has a shot then.
Yeah. Steve's always got a shot. Steve's the best looking guy here.
Steve Da Silva.
Oh, what was that?
What?
Steve Da Silva on Facebook is available for all
you
ladies.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
He doesn't call himself Steve Da Silva 69 for nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. Even though it was Victoria. Yeah. Who,
she says hello, by the way.
Oh, well, hello back.
Yeah, I talked to her yesterday.
Missed her face. But she's the one that picked the 69 because I said at Silver Lining.
Oh, yeah.
And she went 69.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was her. Yeah. So get off our backs.
Yeah.
Ha.
And get
I'll
on our fronts.
Hop on your back. Oh, no, my goodness.
Dick. Hop on your back.
Zach with the clips right now. Oh, boy. What about you? We'll leave you.
Okay.
The big man for last, but how about
you? I'm fat?
How was your week?
Well, I'm not sure. I only got high a couple of times. It wasn't. It was a weird week. I just wasn't feeling. I don't know, social in a way, or I ate a buttload of chocolate. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Oh, wow!
I don't know why. I couldn't stop eating chocolate.
Steve
all week.
Has the feels.
Yeah. So, but I did. I did watch the anime movie. Your Name.
Oh, you talking about again. This about last? You watched it again?
I watched it again.
I have it on my list still to watch.
Oh my goodness! It is just, I read all the things people say about it and stuff like that, and everybody just says it's the best thing they've seen as far as anime and movies go. So
is it better to watch it with edibles or without edibles?
Both times I watched it, I wasn't high.
Okay.
So it's just.
I was just curious. Cause.
Just me.
Sometimes those thinkers, you got to watch sober the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
get to know it and then you get high.
It's really. People out there, if you're into any kind of anime, or even if you're not into anime, this is a great movie. It's a very simple love story into an exceedingly complex situation.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to listen to what they're saying and who's saying it, and then the multiple times now I've seen it three times now. I still learned something the third time I saw it about what was going on that I was like not sure of or maybe missed. Yeah. So great movie, great movie, and other than that, I don't remember much.
All right.
I can't. Oh, I,
typical
oh,
Steve. I love it.
Well, the Lakers were.
Sunday.
That was Sunday they came. So, that was the big thing during the week. It was like, came over here on Sunday.
Yeah.
Lakers!
And watched the Lakers.
Congratulations to the Lakers.
Capture their 17th. NBA championship. Now they are tied with the Boston Celtics for most championships. So they are in. And if they come back with the same team or even a better team next year, chances are they could win it again.
Yeah.
So it's great. LeBron and Anthony and there's so many. Rajon Rondo, who is out there. Dwight Howard, who's out there. They're giving themselves up in a way to make this happen, and it happened. And to see the smiles on their faces was amazing.
Yeah, no, they were all very ecstatic about the whole thing. And I mean, it was a very, very close game, though. I didn't think it was going to get that close, in the scoring.
Yeah, they were able to just pace it.
Yeah, but to have that narrow of a score, between the Lakers.
Well, this one, they won by, I think, 13 or something.
That's pretty close to me.
Oh, well. Anyway, Lakers.
It was definitely a good game. Congratulations to them. And you know what? Congratulations to the NBA also on doing this whole thing, in what they're calling the NBA bubble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because to pull that off and for ESPN and everything, to host it, to have that many teams in there in the same location, the same hotel. I thought they just did a brilliant job during this whole COVID thing. And
they didn't have one problem.
Yeah. Nobody tested positive during the whole thing. So that just goes to prove that if you do things right,
yeah,
you do things correctly, NFL, MLB, hello, that you can get those type of
this
results.
This goes
done.
To show you that Dr. Anthony Fauci and the CDC were right.
So, but no, they did an excellent job. So, congratulations all the way around. So, yeah, good job.
Awesome. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
What about you?
I didn't do shit.
Okay.
No.
So you must be really constipated right now.
No, actually, I had a great Thursday night. Something happened to me that hasn't happened in a long time.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah, actually, it was really good. Went into the bar. I advertised it that I was playing on Thursday night over at
Lucky John's
and inside. Mm-hmm. But there was still the distancing going on, which was great. Didn't mind it. I didn't feel threatened or anything because I was still far away enough from people. Mm-hmm. And did my first set. Went fine. People were clapping. Got a couple of $1 bills in the tip jar or whatever.
Woohoo!
Guy asked, hey, can you do... Hotel California.
Uh-oh, some Eagles.
And I'm like going, dude, that's we're in the 7 o'clock hour, man. That's 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Type of thing going on here. I got to warm up to it, you know. And, of course, I'm only doing 3 sets, though. But started doing it in the second set and did it for him. Next thing I know, I'm like halfway through the first verse. The whole bar, and there's like 20, 25 people in there, started to sing along
of
with
course.
Me.
Of course. It's the Eagles, all of course. Right.
I'm and I'm going, holy cow. And to the point where I stopped the guitar and they continued singing and then I picked it back up again. And I said, oh, all right. You guys are in a singing mood then, huh? Okay.
That's cool.
We did Brown Eye Girl.
Everybody
sang.
Oh, that's I like this.
And I said, well, let's see if we can kind of keep this going. So then I did Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Oh my gosh!
Whole
you were doing all the right songs,
all the
right singles.
It was great, and then we ended it with Margaritaville.
Wow!
So everybody was singing that, and it was, and you know, and that's what makes being a musician fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I stopped becoming a guy just up there playing the songs for tips or whatever, and because they're interacting with me, I got to entertain now.
Yeah,
and everything, and that wheelhouse of me being an entertainer just kind of kicked in. And so forth, and we had an absolute blast. And after that, I had some great tips. You know,
nice. I thought you were going to say tits, but okay.
Well, no. Well, there was one lady there who showed off hers, but yeah. But
she had great tips.
She did. She had great tips.
Oh,
there was nothing about it. It was all good.
Were they bologna tips?
Oh my God! Oh, Jesus. Oh.
You know, how to make a sandwich.
Oh, no.
With,
oh, no. Yeah. Oh, dear.
But, no, I had a great night that night, you know, and last set was pretty good. And going in earlier helped out an awful lot, too. So it was really good. So thank you, Trevor, for allowing me to do that. It worked out really, really well. So can't wait to go back next week now and do it again.
Everything in my brain goes back to Taylor Swift documentary. I literally, she was saying on this, you have to watch it. Roman, you guys, you'll love it. It's a great documentary on Netflix. But she literally says, she's like, when I'm up there on stage, if I'm not intertwined and connected to the audience, she's like, it's not. What was that?
What was that?
Sorry.
Turn off your fucking phone.
It wasn't my phone.
ASMR.
Yeah. No, I was rehearsing something. For
like, I like animals. There I like
so,
animals too.
And then I had to breathe, so I yeah, okay.
Okay, let's do the rest of the show just like this.
Oh dear.
Anyway, Amber.
Anyway, so there's some fantastic documentaries on Netflix right now. I watched the Dolly Parton one. There's a Linda Ronstadt one.
There's also one on Clive Davis.
Yes.
There's also one on Quincy Jones.
Oh my gosh.
There's also another one on Garth Brooks.
There's one on Marvin Gaye. That was really cool.
Marvin Gaye. Yeah. There's a bunch. My son Roman and I are every Sunday we sit down, and because he's, you know, being a musician himself,
yeah.
following going, I said, you need to sit down and watch these.
Yeah.
And oh my God, the Quincy Jones ones was just that.
Oh,
one was
that's
fan.
Amazing! Yes, the history. The Dolly Parton one was good, but it was very controlled. Like you could, like they left out Bessel Whorehouse in Texas.
Well,
very
give it time because I think okay. what it is that's more of a series of how she. It's like little vignettes of how she wrote the songs.
Did you watch that one?
No, but I've heard about it.
It was good. It's from the very beginning to the very end, or to where she's now, at least.
Okay.
But they left out some key things that were very, like, because she did a couple little risque things getting herself out there.
Yeah.
But they didn't touch on it. You know, she was on the Porter Wagoner show, but they linked her writing, I Will Always Love You, to the Porter Wagoner show, and Porter Wagoner, not in a relationship wise. They were working partners. You know, they were buddies.
Yeah.
But they linked the song, her writing that song, to that, and not for when she was getting the role in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. They completely cut that movie. It was her first movie.
Yeah.
They made it sound like 9 to 5 was her first movie. I was a little bummed.
No, it was actually.
Was it? Are you sure? Let me look at this.
Yeah, 9 to 5 was her first, and then after that, then she did Best Little Whorehouse with Burt Reynolds, and then after that, she did, I think.
I gotta look up her IMDb.
Then she did one with Sylvester Stallone.
I'm looking them all up right now.
Two.
Going to the
9 to 5, I believe, is her first film.
But boy, was it! I mean, even though it left out some things, it was a really good documentary. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And that's the good. Taylor Swift again. So yeah, you were correct. 9 to 5 was her first, and then. Yeah, so good. There you go. But they totally left out Best Little Whorehouse. They left out Rhinestone, which was
right. So that's
great
the one with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, that was a yeah. And, oh gosh, you know what my favorite movie with her was besides 9 to 5? Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
And they didn't even touch on that. I guess the documentary can only be so long, and Dolly's got an extensive.
Well, yeah, you look at how important it was, though. Too, you know, I mean. That's the thing about a documentary. Are you going to cover the music side? Are you going to cover the actor side? Are you going to cover everything?
You know,
or?
It really touched on her songwriting ability.
Then that's what the documentary
and it
was about.
I liked it. And she still writes. And then her switch to bluegrass and how she just naturally, it was really cool.
Yeah, so that's the focus. You know, Joe and I, we were kind of talking about that with Trini. That's the thing about a documentary. It can cover a certain angle or a certain point of someone in, you know, what they did in their career or their life. So, yeah.
I love docus.
Cool.
Documentaries.
Well, speaking of documentarying something here, got something for you guys, which I thought was really, really cool. There's a particular restaurant in Austin, Texas called the El Arroyo.
Never heard of it.
And I saw it, and I'm like, you know what? This is really funny. And I guess every so often, they change their signs outside, you know, their little marquee, whatever they have for the restaurant. So they have they constantly change it for whatever need, whether it's weekly or whatever. And I just thought we would read some of these to you guys because they are pretty, pretty funny. So let's go ahead and do that real quick. Signs everywhere, signs walking up the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read the signs?
Woo!
Latte, a noun. Italian for you paid too much for that coffee.
6 out of 7 dwarves aren't happy.
That's true.
It is true.
That's very true. Unless you fell on a treadmill, no one wants to hear about your workout.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
That's true, too. That's very true.
I like that.
Save the planet. It's the only one with beer.
That's true. It's true. Okay, where we at? I almost did one of Steve's an accident because it said naps in it. Okay. A brunch without booze is just a sad late breakfast. A-effing men, people. Oh. Rosé.
Well, speaking of that then. Hakuna Matata tequila. It means no memories for the rest of your night.
Seriously.
That's a good one.
Dear Naps, I'm sorry I was a jerk to you as a kid.
That's true. Anything I say before coffee cannot be used against me in the court of law. I added the end of it. So, yeah.
Someone just keeps putting vegetables in my beer crisper.
Oh my gosh.
I like that one.
That's funny.
I'm glad you got it, Steven.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder what my dog named me.
No, I like that one. I think mine calls me bitch.
You think?
Yeah. It's like, bitch, come here, bitch. Come here, bitch. Okay. Every warning label has an awesome story.
That is so true.
Uh-huh.
That is so. If any of you have seen Bill Engvall's thing about warning labels, that's how he goes, here's your sign.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Let me give you boys a little tip.
Yeah. Dear Preparation H, I use this whole tube.
I ate the whole damn
tube.
Yeah.
I still got these hemorrhoids.
Well, I sure can whistle, though.
I can whistle pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Dear Math, grow up and solve your own problems.
Damn right. Right, Zachary?
Don't even get me started.
Oh, by the way, the El Arroyo is known for their hand-squeezed margaritas.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. It's so hot, I almost called my ex just so I could feel some shade.
Oh, ooh, damn.
Burn.
Wow.
Ouch.
Burn.
That's a huge bitch.
Willy Wonka was the original Hunger Games. That's true.
That's a huge bitch.
There's an echo.
A little delay there.
That was.
Just a bit.
That's fine.
Dear vegans, this is what I was telling you.
You look at me.
Dear vegans, if you're trying to save the animals, stop eating their food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering something. Shouldn't cookies be called bakies?
They should.
Yeah.
They absolutely should. It's a not a, you didn't cook it. It's a, you bake. You bake.
You baked it.
You bakies.
Yeah.
My mom made bakies last night.
Yeah.
Mm. It sounds like something made of bacon.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Like a...
Housing prices are higher than Willie Nelson.
That's pretty high.
Oh, shit.
Is there anything more painful than stepping on a Lego?
Hell no.
That's it.
Treat your mom to a margarita. You're probably the reason she drinks.
That's true. That's true. My kids are like, don't drink. I'm like, I have to. I have you. You're here. You exist. Okay, that's my turn. Sorry. Our beer is colder than your ex's heart.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Ouch.
That sounds like a country western song.
I know.
Holy cow.
I had to get my dolly voice. Our beer is colder than your ex's heart.
Well, this one kind of coincides with that
okay.
one. Please be patient with our bartender. Even a toilet can serve one asshole at a time.
You dick!
And there you go,
those
guys.
That's really funny.
Well, we lost another great person in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
2020, the gift that keeps on giving without any lube.
Oh, wow. I think Steve's got the story on this one, right?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I've got...
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Great segue.
Whoa, baby.
You be okay?
It's that bacon maple bar I ate.
Don't blame it on the food.
Starting to come back at me.
Oh, no.
All right, I got to say, this was one of my favorite actresses of all time. I saw her in the 70s in Hot L Baltimore and just fell in love with her. It's Conchita Farrell. She was a stage and TV veteran, best known for her role as the housekeeper Berta on 2 1/2 Men. She passed away at the age of 77 this past Monday. And she was born March 28, 1943, in West Virginia. She grew up in the state and attended Marshall University in her 20s, getting her first taste of the stage in the city while reading for her degree in history education. Now, the early part of Farrell's career continued in New York City, where she was an early member of the Circle Theater Company, earning plaudits and awards for performances off-Broadway and in the city. She started working in film and TV in the 70s and first gained a wide recognition for playing Susan Bloom on L.A. Law, a role which saw her nominated for an Emmy. But to most TV fans, she will always be known as Berta, Charlie Sheen's tough-talking, no-nonsense, No nonsense?
She was a nun?
Ooh, not hardly. No nonsense housekeeper. A reoccurring character in season one, Farrell's performance made her a hit with audiences of the Smash TV show, and she joined the main cast through the rest of the show's 12-season run, outlasting two of the three original stars, which was Sheen and Angus T. Jones, who played Jake, both leaving the sitcom before the end of its run. Charlie Sheen tweeted, "An absolute sweetheart, a consummate pro, a genuine friend, a shocking and painful loss. Berta, your housekeeping was a tad suspect. Your people keeping was perfect."
Aww.
John Cryer said, "She was a beautiful human. Berta's gruff exterior was an invitation of the writers, invention of the writers. Chatty's warmth and vulnerability were her real strengths. I'm crying for the woman I'll miss and the joy she brought so many." So, Conchita Farrell, gone at 77.
Mm. Wow. Well, let's play some of the stuff, some of the, you know, things that she did on and what made her so good on Two and a Half Men.
Cool. Well, I'd really rather not discuss this in front of the help.
Berta, could you give us some privacy?
Hell no.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's getting old, kiddo. I wish you could have seen him in his prime. He was like Babe Ruth.
He played baseball?
No, he was a drunken whoremonger. But there was none better.
Oh, God, look what the cat dragged in.
He didn't just drag it. He ate it, pooped it out, and then covered it with sand.
Wait a second. Why did you take vitamins?
I was tired.
Okay, but where did you find vitamins to take?
In your medicine cabinet.
I don't have any vitamins in my medicine cabinet.
Hey, you do. The little blue ones with a V on them.
Sorry.
What's going on? I don't understand.
The kid's gonna need another party hat.
Drew Butler is the embodiment of the can-do, roll-up-your-sleeves spirit that made this country great. He never gets discouraged, he goes after what he wants, and he doesn't know the meaning of the word quit. And if the day should come when any man, no matter how humble, can't go out there and soil the loins of some hot little dancer, well, I don't want to live in that America.
Beautiful, far spacious skies. Yeah, that's a stiffy.
We've got a real problem here.
What do you mean, we?
Wiping off the door.
Grab me a beer?
Sure. Jake, grab your uncle a beer.
Let him get it himself.
Sorry, I tried.
I just don't understand what kind of spiteful god could allow my drunken whoremonger of a brother to become a children's singing star while I toil away in poverty-stricken anonymity.
You want to talk to me about toiling away in poverty-stricken anonymity?
No. Sorry. I'm sure you've got it worse than I do.
Whoa, I wouldn't go that far. What I'm trying to say is there's another way to look at this.
What's that?
We're all in this together. Your brother's success is our success. His home is our home. And most importantly, when he's got a load on, his car is my car.
Hey, Berta, guess what? I got another big royalty check.
Oh, hey, good for you. Why don't you celebrate with a drink?
I think I will.
I'm thankful I finally found a therapist who has no compunction about prescribing powerful sedatives.
Oh, I'm thankful I can sit here and listen to you rich people whine while my family's scrabbling for a corn dog at the Pomona Fairgrounds.
You're a Berta.
He just getting home?
Yeah.
You gotta wonder how long he'd keep burning that penis at both ends.
I try not to think about it. Listen, Charlie is coming with me to work today.
Why?
Well, he's gonna help me at the office.
You wanna bet?
What's up with Uncle Charlie?
What do you mean?
He's peeing off the deck. I thought we weren't allowed to do that.
We're not.
We're not? And they call you slow.
You're kidding, right? You don't see it?
See what?
Lydia and Mom?
What about them?
Come on, Charlie.
The only difference between those two broads is you came out of one and...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Keep it down. Mia thinks I'm taking a power walk.
This is a sad, sad day. I always figured you'd be the last guy in the world to end up whipped.
I am not whipped. I'm considerate.
Considerate?
Yeah. See, I love Mia, and I want her to be happy. And I happen to know she's not happy when I smoke cigars and drink and gamble and stay out all night and
fun stuff.
Eat meat and sugar and grease and fat and nap and swear and wear shorts, bowling shirts.
Charlie, you ain't just whipped. You're rope saddled and gelded. They can use you to give rides at kids' birthday parties.
I am not whipped.
Yeah. Here, you might as well take one of these sacks since yours is empty.
Oh my God!
That was
oh
that was God. So good. Was that Denise Richards' character? Was Mia?
No. I actually can't remember her name.
Oh my God, that was so good. Well, she's definitely gonna be missed, man.
Yeah. Oh, I might need to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
Oh, funny stuff.
So good. So
her timing is just bam.
And that's what it is with comedy. Comedy is hard, and you got to get that timing down. If you don't have it down, forget it. The joke is just screwed.
Yep. She was fantastic at that.
She did. Yeah, she did a great job. Well, you know, not to bring it down, but, you know, there's a lot of things that are still going on that's affecting us because of COVID. Mm. And I just want to read something to you guys that I saw actually about a week ago or so after Disney had announced it was going to be laying off about 28,000 people. And, of course, most of them were affected here in Southern California. Some of those people are actually... good friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
People that I had the privilege to work with side by side on, whether I was at interventions or whether I was doing the show in California Adventure called Playhouse Disney, which was first started under Jim Henson Productions. So
saw that several times with my kids.
Oh God. When did you, what years did they go? Were they there?
Okay. Let's see. Miles was obsessed. I think third birthday, which Roman and Miles are the same exact age.
Okay.
Miles is just September 13th and Roman is the 22nd,
okay.
Right?
Okay. So he just missed me performing then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, Miles was still Isabella at this time. But Mickey Mouse was a big thing in our house. We went to the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, the Playhouse Disney thing. Gosh. For when Miles was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think that's about right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, you know, and doing that show and having 5,000 shows under my belt with it, because when we first started, we were doing double up on the shows, and I did it for 3 years. I understood what it meant to have that Disney magic, you know, because. People that are like, oh, everybody's just so happy, whatever. It's like, well, do you always have to be up and this and that, whatever? And it's not the point of going, hi, how are you? Welcome to Disneyland.
Who are you?
You know, I was, in the show, when the show first started, I was what they called track one. There was five puppeteers underneath the stage. And each one had what was called a track. And therefore, we did certain puppets. So I was track one.
Okay.
And I did, in the first round of the shows, I did... Roly Poly Oly, the main character.
Okay.
I then did. The show opened
That's
up
all
with
the hullabaloo.
Yeah, the show actually opened up with Pip and Pop. So I was one of the otters.
Yes.
Then I did Roly Poly Oly. Then I did Stanley.
Aww.
And then I was Tigger.
Okay.
And then at the end, I got to do Trilo. Trilo was my favorite
Trilo's
character.
Trilo's my spirit animal. Do you know that?
Trilo was my favorite to do. And I got to tell the story. I got to make it quick. When I understood the magic, because you know everybody talks about Disney magic or whatever, you know, some people go, oh, it's bullshit, it's this, it's that. No. There was a little girl during the show, and underneath the stage, we had these TV screens so we could see the audience. And there was this little girl who was sitting closer to the stage, who stood up. And as we're doing the goodbye song for Bear in the Big Blue House, stood up and took a step forward and blew a kiss to Trilo.
Oh, I'm looking stuff right now. Oh, my gosh.
I had one shot to do this. And I'm looking at the TV screen underneath. And I had to make sure Trilo's face was aiming just right.
Yeah.
And put his hand up to his mouth and blow a kiss back and wave at her.
Oh, my gosh.
That girl jumped up and down.
Did she? Aww.
And that's when I understood what that magic was about.
Yeah.
For Disney. That's something I will never forget in my life.
Aww.
And that's when I knew that the whole, you know, bullshit of, hey, how you doing? Whatever. It those are the ones who don't get it, and they're trying too hard.
Yeah.
It's the one that if it comes straight from the heart and it's natural, that's where the magic comes from, you know? And I'm so proud to be a part of that show. I hated to leave that show. I really didn't want to leave. But yeah. I just felt at that time, Roman was just born. He was only a few months old. And I just felt that being there, I couldn't support my family enough. It wasn't paying enough.
Yeah, yeah. You know? They don't pay very well, unfortunately.
But it was a regret. I do regret leaving, though. Mm. You know, but to have those moments like that, man, I mean, it hit me. So I wanted to read this letter real quick. And this is to all those Disney employees, basically. And I'm going to skip a couple of things here because after each line, he says the magic one is you. So to my beloved Disney Parks Experiences product and products family, the magic one is you. The students who skipped a semester or two to explore, who moved states and countries seeking purpose, belonging, the magic is you. To the single parent struggling to make ends meet living in a hotel on 192. To the older folks who took a retirement job on a sunny state, the magic is you. To Imagineers who worked a lifetime to get where they are. To the interns that will never be, the magic one is you. To the project hires that finally made it. To the leaders with horrible phone calls to make. To the 28,000 plus dreamers who will be getting some terrible news over the next few weeks, the magic one is you. You came to a land of castles and adventures and happily ever after in the name of a dream. You accomplished your dream. That is a truth that nobody can ever take from you. You sacrificed time, money, and many other countless things to create happiness and hope for others. This shows deep compassion and deep strength. Your sacrifices were never wasted. The magic one is you. This is sad. This is not fair. This is a very, very hard thing. And it's okay to feel whatever it is you're feeling. Your relationship with the mouse might feel complicated right now. It's okay to. It's okay if you need to put your Mickey ears in a box and put them in a closet for a bit. Do what you need to grieve the lost dream. Please take time to grieve. It's a process, and it looks different for all of us. In your grief, in your pain, never forget who you are. The magic one is you. You are safe, courteous, and efficient showman. You are a skipper, a bellhop, a princess, a ghost host, a rebel, a chef, an entertainer, a technician, an engineer, an artist, a cast member, an imagineer. But you are so much more. You are beloved. You are brave. You are special. You create happiness with or without a name tag. You are not valuable because you worked for Disney. Disney is valuable because you worked there. The magic one is you. To those who had to make this decision, the magic one is you. This was never your dream. This is not what you signed up for. This is not your fault. You are not to blame, and you shouldn't blame yourself. To those who will stay, the magic one is you. Press forward with purpose and strength, honoring the legacy of 28,000 plus dreamers who leave this happy place in your very capable hands. You do not need to feel guilty about moving on without us. Our impact will be felt long after COVID is a distant memory. We love you and we stand with you. To all past and present cast members, Imagineers, contractors, love and warm hugs. The magic one is you. A former and forever Imagineering cast member, stay strong, my Disney friends. Never forget the words above. Continue to be strong and remember that once a cast member, always a cast member. So I had to get that out. And
that's really cool. I read another thing from one of the Disney presidents, or I can't remember who it was, but talking, it was an open letter to anybody who might hire Disney people, and he goes through to explain that if it says that they worked as a Disney whatever, this means they can do whatever because of their position and that you should hire them. And he went through a bunch of different aspects of the Disney cast members, and I thought that was really cool too.
Yeah, I mean, I was very honored to do what I did, and I was very lucky to do what I did, and I was sad to know that show finally closed, you know, after 9-10 years and everything. And it changed with whatever was on TV. You know, they took out, what was it, Stanley, I think it was, or no, what did they take out? No, they took out Roly Poly Oly, and they put in JoJo Circus.
And then they took that out, and then they put in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah, and that, that then, well, it, they just revamped the show,
oh,
basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, totally.
Because at that point, Bear in the Big Blue House was pretty much over and done with, so they just revamped everything. Yep.
Oh, Tutter. Oh.
But I was extremely proud of doing that. And to this day, like I said, I mean, I get choked up when I tell that story.
I have had so many friends who dedicated their lives to working there. They started working there when they were 16 in high school, and they worked there until they're like, you know, late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
And I got to say, they're so dedicated. It was their dream, but they never were paid enough. Nobody was paid. And my friend Kat went from at 16 being the information gatherer with the little iPad at the beginning to where when she was in her 30s, she was working for HR. Like, she climbed, she did every job at that place. She did rides, but she had to finally quit because she just was not getting paid enough. And Bernie Sanders has been fighting for over a year to get Disney to pay a living wage, and now he's going to switch it to pay for COVID support. So
I'm gonna give a little bit of insight.
Yeah, please.
Real quick, and I'm going to try to make this as short as possible. When the show first started, Playhouse Disney.
Yeah.
We were wondering how much we were going to get paid. We were promised a certain amount of money. And after rehearsals and we started to do our first shows, we did not see that extra money at all. And we all, as a cast, we complained about it. We're the first cast in so many years to file a grievance against Disney.
Oh, wow.
Because everybody had to be on board. Everybody did. And so we they said, well, who told you that you were going to get this? And we named the three people.
Yeah. Who said it. Promised you guys.
And so they went, oh, and said, well, what are you guys going to do about it? Disney said nothing. Well, then we're going to file a grievance because we were promised an extra amount of money. And according to the Los Angeles Puppet Guild, which some of us belong to, after we started working for Disney, some of us joined the LA Puppet Guild. It's their own little union, you could say, or, you know, organization. Mm-hmm. We did research, and we found out, and I was part of that research, what we were doing at Disney, underneath the stage, pushing the buttons and everything, and the type of puppeteering that we were doing, we should have been getting paid a minimum of $48 an hour.
Wow.
For non-union work.
Excuse me, guys.
For non-union, that's what we should have been getting paid. The average pay was anywhere between $12 to $16, depending on what department you came from. When it came down and for their final decision, they gave us a 50 cents hazard pay. And when that happened, a number of us left and went, just left the company itself. Some went to the Florida version because the pay was better. And immediately we had to start finding new people basically for round two of the puppeteers. But we got certain increases every so often, but it was small.
This,
like I said,
to me is the biggest issue at Disney.
It is. And they make enough money there.
They do. They pay their executives insane amounts of salary.
They do make enough. I mean, Disney is its own city within itself. and they do make enough to pay the people what they need to pay. Now, flash forward 10 years, and it was a big decision for the guys, and there are some people that I started with on the cast that were still there. There's a handful of them there, though. They finally decided to go union and go with the AGVA. And minimum at that point was $24, $25 an hour. Much, much better, you know, getting a performance type of thing like that. But then these young, stupid kids screwed it up because then they were calling out or whatever. There was no backups for the puppeteers or anything like that. And if one puppeteer called out, it canceled the whole show for the day. Because you gotta have five underneath the stage and one on top or whatever the case may be. And if one called out, that was it. So that was happening more frequent and everything. And then because of that, and because it was costing Disney more money, they decided to cancel the show and end it there. So it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. It really is going up against a big company like that. But I know Walt is rolling over in his grave at a certain point. But to all of my former cast members, know that you are loved, and it's hard, especially for those who have done 20 years, 25 years. You know, like you said, they started at 16 years old. I've got friends of mine who are like that. You know, and God bless them, but something will turn up for you guys, because it's a tough thing to do one thing for that long of a period of time, and then it's taken away from you, and you go, what do I do now?
You'll make more money somewhere else is what you'll do.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same point, that sometimes that's not why you're there.
Exactly, yeah. It's the magic. It is.
It really, like I said, I regret leaving when I did. I really do. I really, really do. And I wish I stuck it out and stayed. I thought I was doing my family a better justice, but in the long run, I should have stayed. So, but anyway, I just had to read that and get that out. So,
beautiful letter.
Let's change it up. Let's kick it up a little bit. There's something I want to share. Another thing I want to share with you guys real quick. Of course, last week, you know, we talked about Van Halen and the passing of Eddie. There's a mashup of music that's out there that you guys can find on the internet. And this one I thought was really cool. This is combining Panama with Michael Jackson's Beat It. I wanted to share this with you guys. Go ahead, Zach.
Beat it.
So there you go, guys. Just a little bit there for you.
That was fun.
Yeah. Panama mixed in with Michael Jackson's Beat It. And yeah, it's pretty cool. So we'll post that up on our Facebook page so you guys can take a quick listen to that too and everything.
And just beat it.
And just beat it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Panama.
So, yeah, it's really cool. I mean, and these guys who put it together, they did a hell of a job, too, on doing it. So.
The video is fun.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's all very in sync.
Yes, it is. So, well, you know, marriage is always a tough thing.
Yeah, it was.
And Steve can definitely testify, gone through it twice.
Yeah.
You know. So you got something over there with us, though, regarding this.
Well, for all of you that are enduring wedded bliss, that might be looking for a little advice how to make things better, Red Skelton has a recipe for the perfect marriage. So.
Great comedian.
Oh,
here you go. 2 times a week, we go to a nice restaurant, have a little beverage, good food, and companionship.
Good advice.
Yeah. She goes on Tuesdays, I go on Fridays. We also sleep in separate beds. Hers is in California and mine is in Texas. Now, I take my wife everywhere, but she keeps finding her way back.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I asked my wife where she wanted to go for our anniversary, and she said, somewhere I haven't been in a long time. So suggested the kitchen.
Oh, you dick!
We always hold hands because if I let her go, she shops.
Oh, gosh.
Now, she has an electric blender, electric toaster, electric bread maker. She said there are too many gadgets and no place to sit down. So I bought her an electric chair. My wife told me the car wasn't running well because there was water in the carburetor. I asked her, well, where's the car? She said, in a lake. Duh.
That was good.
She got a mud pack and looked great for 2 days.
Oh, God. What?
Then the mud fell off.
Oh, God.
What?
Now, she ran after the garbage truck yelling, am I too late for the garbage? And the driver said, no, jump in.
Huge bitch.
Now, remember, marriage is the number one cause of divorce. Oh. Now, I have to say, I married Miss Wright. I just didn't know her first name was Always.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to my wife in 18 months because I don't like to interrupt her. And I have to admit, the last fight was completely my fault. My wife asked what's on the TV, and I said, dust.
Oh. Man.
So take note, everybody.
Some classic 1950s misogyny right there, ladies.
Speaking of that, have you ever read The Good Housekeeping 1955 of How to Be a Good Wife?
Yeah, it's classic. Yeah. It's horrible.
It is horrible. So good.
No, it's not.
So good. To laugh at, though.
Oh, I mean, to laugh at. It's just like, oh. Mm-hmm. We've
read it here before. We've got to read it again.
Maybe one day.
We got to read it again. It is so good.
You're going to see all my faces again. all my faces. There's a character on The Marvelous Miss Maisel on Amazon. And what's that lady's name? The comedian. She's tall with the blonde hair. She was on Glee.
Jane Lynch.
Yeah. So she does a character on The Marvelous Miss Maisel, which is the female version of Red Skelton.
Oh, really?
That shtick. But she does it about her husband. She's like, he's a shit. She's making fun of him the whole time. It's
what
hilarious.
Was that?
I don't know. I couldn't think of a joke. Yesterday, he said this, and I was like, honey. You suck. I'm not doing the joke right, but anyways.
Obviously.
It's the female version of that. Yeah, and it's...
That's kind of cool, though.
It's really funny.
That's cool. I love Jane Lynch,
She wears, like, the get-ups and does the whole shtick.
That's
just
awesome.
Like he did, so, yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
All right, you're ready for this.
Like, you bring it out, it's like catnip. I'm like, oh God, oh God.
All right, so we've got, got our crystal ball here. Ooh. And everything.
Oh, the crystal ball.
Crystal ball is here.
I never get to hold it.
No.
You make me just look, yeah. I'm like,
Yeah.
I want to touch it. I want to touch the crystal
ball.
You
want to touch my ball?
No, I want to touch the crystal ball.
So, we should each ask a particular question.
Oh, God.
All right, and then hopefully we've got some listeners, or whatever, who typed in theirs with Christopher over there. So, who wants to go first?
I'm ready.
All right. Ooh,
the crystal ball wants to go first.
Yeah. Okay.
Did John Milton write Paradise Lost because he was high?
Now is not the right time to tell you.
When's the right time?
Oh boy.
So you have to wait a particular time.
A particular time for that question.
For that question, exactly. You know, because you want to get make sure you get a precise answer.
Well, yeah.
From the crystal ball. So maybe we should wait a few. Come back.
May have to do some research.
Possibly. Yeah, exactly. Zach, you want to ask a question to crystal ball?
I would love to.
Okay.
Crystal ball, will my head get any bigger as the more successful I become?
Ask later.
Oh, okay.
The time is right.
Once again.
Boy, crystal ball seems a little reticent.
Yeah, no kidding.
Give it. Pour my coffee over it.
Okay, all right.
That works.
Amber?
Yes, okay. Crystal ball. Will Trump lose this election?
No.
Wow.
Amber, throw it out the window. Throw it out the window. Throw it out the window.
That's what I'm figuring, so.
Oh, I don't like that answer.
Amber just shit her pants.
I did. I don't like it anymore. Throw it out the window. It's broken. Everybody, the battery's out.
Of course, everybody on the East Coast at Tom Marvin just went, yay.
Seriously.
Maybe it was the way you asked, you know, which election were you referring to, though?
Oh, you're right. Okay, so we're just doing it again?
Yeah.
Will Trump win the 2020 election against Joe Biden?
Yes.
That is a likely outcome.
I don't like it.
Wait, no, you didn't say crystal ball at the beginning of the sentence.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is.
I know. Yeah. You guys are adding insult to injury now. I'm getting really sad.
Wait, you know what? Let's do it one more time because it'll be third time a charm.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. You know what? Some time has passed.
Some time has passed. Okay.
Let
Steve go.
Steve, okay, re-ask his question again.
Okay.
All right.
The time is different.
I'm having anxiety.
Oh, crystal ball.
Dear sir.
When John Milton wrote the famous poem, Paradise Lost, was he high?
Everything points to yes.
I knew it!
Okay, there we go.
There you go. All right, now, so again, some time has passed for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
So Zach needs to re-ask his question now.
Yes. Satchery.
Crystal ball, will my head get any bigger the cooler I become?
Oh, dear Lord.
It is a certainty.
All right.
Well, all right.
His hats don't even fit. There's, you know, his hats already have issues.
his hat's on the last button, I think.
It's on the last two.
You know what? This crystal ball has issues.
I know. I'm going to smash it in a few minutes. Okay.
I'm going to help Amber out.
Okay,
here
please. Would you please help me out here?
Okay. Crystal ball. Amber would like to know.
Thank you.
Will Joe Biden win the 2020 presidential elections?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got the answer we wanted.
I'm sweating.
See, and the thing, you left out presidential
elections. I did. I didn't say what Trump would win, yeah.
All right. And Christopher? Do we have anything on? Anybody have any questions for Crystal Ball?
Sadly, no.
No. Okay.
No, one's called in.
Do you have a question though for Crystal Ball?
I do have a question for the Crystal Ball.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's actually a good question, not a random left field question.
Shut up. we're gonna get a new intern tomorrow. I'm hiring him myself.
Please don't. Okay.
Hey, don't listen to her. We'll double your pay.
Yes. I get pay. What? No, as I was saying.
I'm leaving.
So, the question I wanted to ask the Crystal Ball. So, Crystal Ball, Sean did say earlier in the catching up that he had a great interaction with the audience on Thursday. So, Crystal Ball, will Sean have interactions like that again?
You can rely on that.
Of course.
There you go. There you go.
There you go. Absolutely. So there you go, guys. That's the crystal ball there for you.
Yay!
Answering our questions. Ah. It's always good to have the crystal ball around.
Oh, my gosh.
You were so panicky.
Crystal ball. I know. She puts a lot of stock in this.
You don't put a lot of pressure in the crystal ball, period.
Like my neck hurts. Like my carotid arteries. Oh, God.
Oh, it hurts. Maybe you grew.
It hurts so good.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I don't know, but that's a secret.
Using your
veins.
Jaw too much?
Yes, I have.
I thought so.
And a couple of veins popping out of the forehead.
I know,
there.
Like I had this terrible headache this morning. So I was looking at the news, and then when I fell back asleep, and
Well, crystal ball never lies, so
okay.
You can count on the crystal ball there. So
I hope so. Let's hope. One can only hope.
All right, guys. Should we play the game?
Yes!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the absolutely great game show that I can absolutely positively say with certainty that it will possibly, absolutely, maybe, could not be a cure for COVID-19.
Good Lord.
Quiz me. Quiz you.
I like that one, by the way. That was nice. I like that.
A long-ass one.
Throw a little Pinocchio in there.
Question number one. What is the name of Albus Dumbledore's brother?
Oh shit.
I don't think it's oh shit.
I know this.
Dumbledore's brother.
It starts with an A also, as well.
That is correct.
Do I get a point for that?
No.
Okay.
I can't read that.
You get a buzz. Would anyone else like to?
I can't think.
He is the younger brother of him. It starts with the name Abe.
I don't know this Harry Potter shit.
Or Ab.
I don't remember.
Sean. Abe Vigoda.
What the?
Dumbledore.
Chris. Abernathy.
Oh.
Chris.
Abus.
Goodness.
Amber.
Amber.
Cornelia.
You're looking it up.
No, Cornelia. This Cornelia's buzzing in for me.
She gets a lifeline. It is that
Aurelius.
Kind of show.
Aurelius?
What the hell is she on?
You say A-B or A-V?
A-B-E. It starts with A-B-E.
B is in B.
Too much time has run out. I'm sorry. The answer is Aberforth.
Aberforth. That's what it was.
Dumbledore and Aberforth.
Question number two. Yeah.
Pastaroni, Riceroni.
What cooking technique involves submerging food in a liquid?
Sean. Frying?
Steve.
Oops. Steve?
Poaching.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. I was going to say sous vide.
Question number three.
Go ahead, say it.
Is it sous vide?
Sous vide.
What old school situation comedy featured Tom Hanks dressed up as?
Steve. Bosom Buddies.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
As a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on Tom Hanks and his co-star Peter Scolari dressing in drag in Hors d'Oeuvre side at a low-rent ladies-only complex.
Oh, boy.
That was a good
funny.
TV show.
Was it?
That was good.
Number four. Everyone hold on to their seats. Not literally, Amber.
Okay.
Okay. What sport can improve your posture?
Amber.
Amber.
Yoga.
Steve.
Chris?
Gymnastics.
I should alliterate. Whatever that word is, it's Chris? Not a traditional sport. Chris. Oh. I think it's not like your basketball or hockey or...
Sean.
Great.
Fencing.
Mm-mm. It involves horses.
Oh, Amber.
Amber.
Polo.
Steve.
Sean.
Steve. Amber. No. Uh-huh. Steve.
Dressage.
No.
What?
I'm going to say equestrian.
No.
That horse.
Amber just said the right answer. Horseback riding.
But I didn't really say I was doing it. I was going like this in my seat.
That is the right answer, though.
Oh, well, okay, well, that's equestrian is the same thing.
I didn't know we were playing.
Question five.
Moving on.
That was called nepotism right there.
Yeah. nep this.
Nip it.
Nip it in the mouth.
Who was the first Western music artist to be allowed to perform a concert in China?
Yes, the first.
Steve. Garth Brooks.
Amber. Incorrect, Amber.
Willie Nelson.
No, think 80s. We're in 80s.
80s. Well, I'm messing up Willie.
The year was 1985.
Oh.
See, Billy Joel.
Kind of a one-hit wonder.
A one-hit wonder country artist?
It says Western.
Western
music. I don't think it means
country.
Like
Western music, like our
part
music.
Of the world.
So the first.
Yeah. Oh, Amber.
Amber.
Michael Jackson.
Amber's very close. That's you're getting there.
Steve. Janet Jackson.
That's too close.
Sean. Tito Jackson.
Good Lord. No. The answer is Wham.
What?
What it says.
Suck it! Wham!
Yeah. Okay.
I would have guessed that was
Michael.
The last group.
If you're gonna do me right, come on, do it.
You know what? Just wake me up before you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Question six. The Band Aid supergroup.
What?
Was formed in 1984 to raise money for famine relief in what troubled African nation?
Oh, great.
Wait, say that again?
The Band Aid supergroup. Like the, like a Band-Aid. Steve.
Congo.
Amber? Zimbabwe.
It starts with an E.
Sean.
Yes.
Ethiopia?
There you go.
Ethiopia.
Band consisted mostly of British and Irish acts such as U2, Wham, Culture Club, mm-hmm. who were committed to alleviating poverty in the Eastern Band-Aid, African nation. Question number seven.
Then, of course, we responded with We Are the World.
What is a group of stars called?
Amber. Constellation. Damn it. Group of stars?
Chris. A band.
Sean. A solar system.
Stars are suns, so a group of stars would be...
I don't know, but there's paparazzi chasing them.
I know, right? Let's see.
That's why I said band.
Steve.
Yes.
Constellation.
That's what
Amber said that.
Sean.
A group of stars.
Galaxy.
There you
go. Galaxy. Yes. Okay. There you go.
There we go. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought she said galaxy.
You should have said galaxy.
Question number eight. What does a star on the top of a Christmas tree symbolize?
Sean.
Steve.
Sean.
Oh, God, how do you say it? The...
Shibboleth.
It's not the northern star, but the Star of Bethlehem.
Correct!
The North Star.
That was fabulous. It's really quiet in here.
Oop.
Is everybody having a good time?
Yep.
All of you?
Yeah!
You sure? Outstanding. Question number nine. How's that for multitasking?
Beautiful.
Got a big thumb there.
In what year was the ice dancing included in the World Championship?
What?
I know, that's weird. God. Let me try a different one. That was weird.
I don't like it.
The international governing body for tennis is known as...
Steve?
Shoot.
Yeah.
No.
Shoot. Oh, man. The international governing body for tennis is... Oh, my gosh.
Chris? National Tennis Committee?
I'm sorry. Not the right answer I'm looking for.
Sean.
Sean.
The National Tennis Association?
Incorrect. The answer is ITF, International Tennis Federation.
Boo.
I'm sorry. Are you happy with question number 10?
This has been not a good one.
You could say that again.
Not a good one.
Steve would know this one.
Oh, boy.
Sicily.
Of course I would.
I wasn't talking about that one.
Oh. I thought you were talking about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sicily.
With the ice on her nipples.
That one.
Yeah.
Sicily is the largest island in which sea?
Sean. Mediterranean.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Your host is going home.
Why? I live here.
I know, right?
Met the game show host. Sorry.
I drew a poop emoji on my voting ballot next to Trump's name. And I was just alerted by someone that I might be disqualified from voting, that I should follow my ballot.
You're not supposed to put any other marks on them.
Yeah.
I read a whole thing actually last night about that. Yes.
Anywhere.
You can't.
Yeah, they will disqualify that.
Well, I'm not to follow it now. Now I'm turning red.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. I'll go vote in person now.
Yeah, just go vote.
You can.
I drew a big poop emoji right next to it.
Good Lord. All right, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show today. We know we had fun with you guys. Show's website, follow us on yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at yourweeklydose1.
You find me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva, and on Twitter, at SilvaLining69.
I'm Googling. You can find me, if you want to, Amber Ash McGarry, on the Facebook and the Instagram. I'm Googling to see if this is going to be okay, but we'll see. Ash McGarry.
And I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram.
And guys, once again, don't forget, we are still continuing our contest.
Yes!
So win $100 on Amazon. All of the rules and everything are on our Facebook page. We pinned it up at the top. So make sure you guys just kind of follow the rules there and get it done. You got 8 chances to win, 8 entries to win. So you want that $100?
Go for it. Baby.
Yeah, exactly. So it's still going on. Don't be afraid to do it. And hashtag YWD contest as well.
Put it to the top and repost it too, maybe. Give it a little oomph. $100.
Yeah.
Hundy.
For Amazon.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, guys, take care of yourselves. Be good. Wash your hands. Wear a face mask. Very important.
Absolutely.
And most importantly, be good to each other. Catch you next week.
Don't forget to laugh, world.
Listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.